Boy, the same thing that he did wrong, he's going to make a mixture now. How come he's giving extra credit to Binyamin? The other brothers are going to be jealous. The Omar Rova Bamachzi, Omar Rav Choma Baguria, Omar Rav, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloyim, Milas, the two Sloyim, the weight of two Sloyim of Milas, of fine linen. Shehoisev Yaakov LeYosef, that Yaakov Avinu gave something extra special to Yosef. Mishar Achav from the other brothers, that's what happened, the brothers got jealous, and because of that, the Mechiras Yosef took place, the Yod Avasenel Mitzrayim, and because of the Mechiras Yosef, Plas had to go down to Mitzrayim, that was the whole Yerida to Mitzrayim, because of Yosef. See, if so, how come Yosef now, why didn't he learn his lesson? How come now he's given five portions to Binyamin more than the other brothers? Again, he's going to cause to be jealousy now. His Omer Rabbi Binyamin by Yefes. Remez loy. No, that Yosef now is showing a remez that she'osid ben lotzis mimenu she'yetzel milafnei ha'melech bechamish shelavushim malchus. So if the Sefer Binyamin, Mordechai is going to come out of you, Binyamin. You're going to have a son eventually that's going to go in front of the king wearing five different levushim of malchus. She'nemer says in the pasuk, Mordechai yetzel levush malchus tcheles, says these five different clothing he was wearing that he went in front of the melech. So that's what Yosef gave Binyamin now. To give him a remez, you should know that in Hashem you're going to have a son eventually that's going to be Mordechai's going to save Klal Yisrael. Vayipol atzavori Binyamin. So it says then Yosef fell, now we're talking about it already, you go into it, that Yosef fell on the neck of Binyamin. Al tzavori Binyamin ochiv. So it says Loshin tzavori, mashmeh like two necks. For the Gemara, tzavori, akama tzavori heavy lele Binyamin. How many necks did he have? What's the pure Lashon of Al Tzavora right? Should have said, it's a Tzavora, it should have said. It's a double Lashon, it said Lashon plural. Is Omer Rab Loza, Bocho al Shnei Mekdoshim, Sha'asidim Lios Becholka Sheh Ben Yomin, Ve'asidim Lichorif. He meant to say, he cried twice. True, you're going to have two bases, Mekdosh in your land, but they're both going to be Chorif. So he was crying now for the two Churbonos of the base of Mekdosh. Binyamin bochal tzavorov. Then it says also Binyamin was crying on the neck of Yosef. What was he crying about? Bochal al mishkan shiloi. She'osad liyas bechelka show Yosef v'yosad lichorov. Then also the mishkan shiloi is going to be destroyed. So with the korban of that mishkan, Binyamin was crying now. V'nei einechem royis. That your eyes see. V'nei achai Binyamin. That I see you and I'm seeing your brothers Binyamin. What did Yosef mean to tell his brothers here? Omer Abelaza, Omer Lehem, that Yosef told his brothers like this, Kishem she'ein b'libi al Binyamin, achai, the same way I have no grudge against my brother Binyamin, he didn't do anything with the Mechiras Yosef, shlohoi v'mechirosi, he didn't help along at all when you sold me. Is kach ein b'libi aleichem, mishno, I have nothing against you, I have no grudge against you either. Ki pi amadabri aleichem, kifi kein libi, the same way I'm talking, that's the way my life is. My heart is complete with you. Like the Pasuk says, it wasn't you, it was Min HaShemayim that this happened, that I'm the Yeshua now for Klal Yisrael. It was Min HaShemayim, I have no grudge against you. Yes, my brothers. So Yosef then sent back with his brothers to his father 10 chamorim. Noisim mituv Mitzrayim. They were carried loaded with the best things of Mitzrayim. My mituv Mitzrayim, what does it mean, the best things of Mitzrayim? Omer Binyamin by Yefes, Omer Abloza, Sholoch lo Yayin Yoshin. He sold them back old wine. Shedas Tekenim Noichemena, because all the people like old wine. So he wanted to send something nice back to his father Yaakov Yosef, so Yosef sent back camels, donkeys, full of old wine, to make his father feel good. Vayechu Gam Echov, the brothers went, they also fell in front of him. Omer Reb Binyamin by Yefes, Omer Reb Loza. Haino diyamrish, this is what people say, Tala biyidna sagidlei. Like when a fox has his time, you have to bow down to it. So here also, the brothers now bow down to Yosef. Tala mai b'tzirusa miachvoi. Like the fox, is he lower than the other brothers? Like that's not a good mashal here. So Eliyitma, if you want to learn at Hochit, this is what it should have been. It says, Vayishtachvu Yisrael Aroy Shamit. It says, by this pasuk here, it says here that Yaakov bowed down to Yosef. Vayishtachvu Yisrael Aroy Shamit. It's Omer Binyamin by Yefes, Omer Reb Loza, Tala B'yidna Sagile. Like here it's a good marshal. Like before by the brothers, why were the other brothers any better than Yosef? Just to say a marshal, like they had to bow down to somebody less than them. Who said Yosef was less than the other brothers? But here it's good. Here the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu bowed down to Yosef. And here we know Yaakov is more chashuv. He was the father. Still, the klal is that with a fox is his times, you have to give him covet. There also, now Yosef was like the melech in Mitzrayim, that Yaakov had to give him respect. He gave him the chomo, appeased him, and he spoke to his heart. Omer Reb Yom Bar Yefes, Omer Reb Loza, Malamed Shomalem Dvorim Shemeskavlem Alev. He told him good things, things that have made his, entered his heart. Uma Asora Neiros, Lo Yichlo Lechabois Nerechot, Maduch, that 10 Neiros, the 10 brothers couldn't kill me out, couldn't kill out Yosef, is Nerechot, Hech Yochlo Lechabois Asora Neiros. So how could me, one brother, kill out 10 brothers? Like he made them feel good. So you have to say, like, Madach, oh, you 10 wanted to sell me, get rid of me. You couldn't, versus the brothers of Yosef, the Shvatim, you can't get rid of. So rather now, like, he's telling his brothers, Yosef, don't be afraid of me, I can't get rid of all 10 of you. Then it says, right to the Megillah. It says in the Megillah again, La Yehudim, Oy Sarah, Vasimcha, Vasosim, Vikor. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. Oy Ro, light, what does it mean? Yehudim had light, Zu Torah. Now they got back Torah. So Rashi says, Oy Ro, Zu Torah, Shagozra, Leim, Homin, Shlayasku, Batorah. Homin made exer that the Jews can't learn Torah, and now after they wiped out Homin, they got light again, the Torah came back to them, that's the light. Torah or. The Chen Wem, the Apostle says, Kiner mitzvah the Torah or. Torah is our light that leads us, shows us how to go through the world, is with the Torah. Simcha, we had happiness. Zu Yomtif, it was a Yomtif. Drashi Kim Aleihim, Yomim Toivim, they makav upon themselves, Yomim Toivim. The Chen Wem, the Samachta Bechagecha. Simcha is happiness with Yom Toivim. Sosain is also Mila. That goes on the union of Mila. That also Mila is a thing always done. The Simcha, the mitzvah of Mila. Vikor, where does Vikor go on? Elu Tfilin goes on the Tfilin. Some all these things that Haman didn't let them do, and now they were able to do these mitzvahs. That V'chein Uwayim, the Pesach says, V'rol Kolam Yoret K'shem Asher Nikra Lecho, V'yirim Mecho. That the Goyim will see you wearing Tfilin, they'll be afraid of us. So you call the beauty of Klal Yisrael that we shine out over the Goyim, they'll be afraid of us, is because of the Tfilin. V'tanya Reb Lezar God Loimer, Elo Tfilin Sheb Rosh. These are Tfilin Sheb Rosh, that when the Goyim see a Tfilin Sheb Rosh, Bikur Adin is supposed to scare them, they get afraid of it. The famous Meister say with the Gro, they say when the Gro was in Tfisa, put in jail, so when they brought him to the judge to give him a judgment, he was wearing a Tfilin. And they say all he did was he put up his hat or his yarmulke, wherever it was, and the judge saw his tefillin, and the judge ran away and let him go free. He says, a tzaddik wears tefillin, the goyim get afraid of you. That's this gemara. When you see tefillin, the yiru mimeko, they'll be afraid of you. Right, the pasuk says, v'yesh pash dosa. These are the king, the children, the son, 10 sons of Haman. Aseres b'nei Haman. Omer avada d'min yafon. Aseres b'nei Haman v'aseres. Tzorach l'min rinu b'nishim achas. The 10 names and the word the Aseres, you have to say it in one breath. So Tosfos says, Nirvadan Lechatchilam, Avav Dievad Yotzes. Lechatchilam, you're supposed to read it in one breath. But if you can't, you're also Yotzes with two breaths, whatever you read it. My time, and what's the reason, why do we read the 10 names in one breath? Kula Bahadi Adodi Nafku Nishmasayu. Because they all died and the Neshama left the Mamash the same second. Omer Rav Yechanan, Vov, Devaizoso, Sarach Lemitchino, Beskifa. The Vov, you have to let extend very long. Kumiridayo de Lavris. It should look so like the stick of Laradus. It should look like a very long stick. This has to be long. My time, what's the reason? Kulo becha tekifu is tekifu. They're all hung like on the same thing. They're all hung up together. So let's say like one long stick, all of them were hung on. Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Dorosh Rabbi Shela ish kva tamrosa. Kol hashirois kula nichtavois areyach agabelovena. The other shiras in the Torah, like Oziyoshir or Hazino, it's written is like you have one, then one in the middle, one in the middle. That's called Areyach Agabi Levena. Areyach is a complete block. Areyach is a half of a block on top of a whole block. Olevena Agabi Areyach. Then the whole one Agabi two. It's like 2-1, 2-1. That's the other shiras are written. Chutz Mishirazua. Chutz from this shira, the 10 names. Like we know in the Megillah, we have the 10 names all straight down on one side, and V.S. on all the way straight down the other side. This Shir is written differently. Usually a Shir is 2 and then 1, 2, 1. Here it's written straight down a line like this and a line like this. My timer, Shloyetet, Kumolim Afalosim, they should never stand up again. Say that we should see them hanging. Vayem Hamelach liester Amalkum. Peshushin Abiro Horgu Ayudim. That the Achshverus told Esther in Shushan Abiro, and he gave a report how many goyim the Jews killed out. Amar Rav Yavua, Malamit Shabu Malach
Vesotro Yapiv. The Malach came and hit him on his mouth. In other words, really Achashverosh was angry about this, what happened, and he wanted to complain, but the Malach said, no, be happy what happened, therefore he said over it in a nice way. Then the Pasuk says, Ubevoy lifnei hamelech, and she came in front of the king, Omar, and he said, Imala Sefer. For the Gemara, Omar, Achashverosh said, Omra mi boyle, should have said that she said, like she came and told him, is Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omra loy, she said to him, and Yoyma bepeh mashakosa basefer, that he should say over exactly what's written down in the sefer. Then the Gemara says, "Ezra Megillah Divrei Shalom V'Yemis." What does that mean? Amar Reb Tarnchum V'Amri Lo Amar Reb Asi Malamed comes to teach us Sheetzricho Shirtot Kamita Shel Torah, which means when you write the Megillah, you have to have Shirtot. Means you have to scratch out the loins on the cloth on the parchment before you go to write it. Kamita Shel Torah, just like a sefer Torah. Just like a Sefer Torah needs shirtut, it has to be written down on the, it has to be scratched out on the parchment lines. Who are din on the Megillah? Also, you have to have shirtut, like you have to scratch out the lines and push it before you go to write it. You have to have the scratched out lines on it. Then it says, "Umaymer Esther Kayin." What does that mean? That Maymer Esther, the words of Esther, we accept in, but Divri Hatzaymus Loi. But that the fast, that we don't have the Kabbalah, we don't have to fast like the 3 days they fasted then. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says not like that. We read like this: Divri Hatsumoy Sumayim Arester Kayim Eshimei HaPurameil. You read everything. Again, it says Ki Morach Pasuk says Ki Morach HaYehudim Misham Mishna LeMelech HaKashverosh VeGodol HaYehudim Barotz LeRoy Vechov. He was liked by most of the brothers. So we darshan like this: LeRoy Vechov, to most of his brothers. VeLoy LeChol Echov, not all his brothers. Malam Re comes to teach us SheApir Shemimenu Miksas Sanhedrin. Some of the Sanhedrin went away from him. They were perished from him. So Rashi says, Lefi Shaboto Midivre Torah V'nichnas L'Shorah. Because Mordechai had to stop learning now, because he took over, he was like the leader in Klai Yisrael, so that was something wrong, or at least it wasn't as chashuv as learning Torah, like we'll soon see. Now this Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Godol Talmid Torah Yosef Mi'atzolos Nefoshes, that learning Torah is greater than saving people. Because at the beginning, Mordechai was fourth like in Chashivas. At the end, they counted him after five. You see, he lost his Chashivas. Even though he stopped learning now to, in order to save Klai Yisrael, the solace of the whole nest became because of Mordechai, and Abadi had to do it, he was mechuyev to do it. But I called upon him before when he was learning Torah, it was a bigger thing than now. Yeah, the Pasuk says in Ezra, it says like this, Ashebo im Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemya, Seruya, V'Eloya, and Mordechai, and Bilshon. So it says Mordechai fourth is the Chshivas. Uksiv, and then later it says, in Nechemya, Haboim im Zerubbabel, it says Yeshua, Nechemya, Azarya, Ramya, Nachamoni, Mordechai, Bilshon. It says Mordechai first, fifth. You see, he went down in Madrega, since now he stopped learning Torah so much, even though he was going to save Klal Yisrael. Yivaitin Omar Rav, Yitema Rav Shmuel Bar Maso, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Mibinya Beis Hamikdash. Also, the Indian to learn Torah is greater than building the Beis Hamikdash. Shekol Zaman Sheboruch Ben Neriya Kayim, Kol Zaman, he was alive, Loi Hinichoy Ezra V'Yola. Ezra didn't leave Bavel from learning Torah by his Rebbe, he did not go up to Yerushalayim to build the Beis Hamikdash. Only after his Rebbe, he stopped learning with his Rebbe, that's when he first went up to build the Beis Hamikdash. But before that, it wasn't good to go up, he was rather staying learning Torah by his Rebbe. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masio, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikivud Aveim. Learning Torah is also greater than the mitzvah of Kivud Aveim, respecting your parents. What's the raya from Yaakov Avinu? Shekol oisen shonim shehoye Yaakov Avinu bebeis Eiver lenenish. All the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu was learning Torah by Shein Veiver and he was not home, being mekayim the mitzvahs kibud aveim, he did not get a punishment for that. Tiyom amar, like we'll soon see the whole cheshbin, exactly for what he was punished and for which he is not, but these years that he was learning Torah, he did not get punished for not doing the mitzvahs kibud aveim. So you see, it's greater the mitzvahs kitama Torah than the mitzvah kibud aveim. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Zayin. Because last Gemara again was, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Omar Rabo, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Bar Shmuel, Bar Maso. That Godot Talmud Torah Yosem Kibbut Avim. That learning Torah is greater than Kibbut Avim. This is last Gemara on Daf Tezayin Mabez. That learning Torah is greater than Kibbut Avim. What's the Raya? Shekol Oysen Shonim, all those years, Shoye Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Sefer, that Yaakov Avinu was in Beis Sefer, Lenenish. The year that Yaakov was by learning Torah by Shein Vever, he didn't get punished. How do we know that? The Yom Amar. It is Dav Yud Zayin. The Yom Amar learned like this.